So I'm going to wait until my computer tells me it's 1 o'clock, although my watch says it's 1 o'clock.
It's 1 o'clock.
All right. I don't know where that came from.
Thank you, Apple.
All right, I'm going to call this meeting to order. This is the July 21st, 2021 meeting of the Chelan County Hearing Examiner. We have a pro tem hearing examiner that is present here today for the third item on today's agenda. So I will turn it over to Mr. McLean for that item.
Thank you, Mr. Kottkamp. For the record, my name is Gary McLean, and I've been designated a pro tem examiner for the county today for purposes of considering one matter on the agenda. That would be an appeal of the Shoreline Administrative Determination, and I believe the applicant slash appellant in this matter is named Higley. Before today's date, I received a short email dated July the 12th from Ms. LaBeer with the county informing me that all parties were in concurrence requesting the matter be continued to the August 18th agenda. And my understanding is that counsel for the appellant and representatives of the county department whose determination is on appeal are all in agreement. Ms. LaBeer, I see you here present this afternoon. Have you communicated with the party representatives, and are you in fact affirming and confirming for me today that there is no objection to this continuance?
Yes, Mr. McLean, I can confirm that the parties are in agreement with the continuance.
Okay, and is August the 18th the date certain you'd like it continued to?
Yes, that would be helpful. Thank you.
Okay, and my understanding is under county policies in an administrative appeal such as this, the only parties are the department and the applicant appellant. It's not an open public record type hearing where any member of the public can come testify. And with that as an understanding, if the parties need a continuance, I would consider that in writing. Oh, and we could do that informally in writing without need to put it on the record here in this fashion, because there are no other parties participating. Is my understanding correct, Ms. LaBeer?
Mr. McLean, our code does treat the hearing examiner meetings as open public meetings. So we have been recently of the practice to go ahead and notify adjacent property owners. Okay. Of the matter, but we have not received any communication to date from any interested parties in the neighborhood.
Okay.
So they may attend, and they did receive a notice in the mail.
Okay. All right. Well, we can address that when we get to the appeal as to whether any witnesses will be called and who the parties choose to call. Okay. So I have considered the request to continue, and I will grant the request without objection from any parties. And so this matter, AA21-162, is hereby continued to the August 18th agenda.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Kottkamp.
Thank you very much, Mr. McLean. I appreciate you taking over on this matter. Thank you very much.
Okay. Have a good afternoon.
Thank you. So we'll turn to the second item on today's agenda before we get to the variance. This is AA21-180, and I also received a communication that the parties are requesting a continuance on this. Is that correct, Ms. LaBeer?
Yes, Mr. Kottkamp, and the email I did include the applicant's representative, Mr. Clay Gatens. So the parties have been notified and are in concurrence to request a continuance to the August 18th.
All right. So what I'm going to do is here on the record, I will admit this, continue this matter to August 18, 2021. I would note that as I was just looking at my agenda for the 18th, we do have it'll end up being a rather crowded agenda with three administrative appeals that are set for that date.
Do you recall what those are? Because that does not sound familiar to me.
No, I am. It'll just be, I'm sorry, there'll be two administrative appeals. There'll be the one that we just had with Mr. McLean, and then this matter for the Walkers 21-180. That's the second item on the agenda. I think that's all I have.
Okay, great. Right. Thank you.
Yeah, I had on my computer, I had the name. Anyway, never mind. We're all good. So this matter is continued until August 18, 2021 at the regularly scheduled meeting of the Chelan County Hearing Examiner. So we'll turn to the third item on today's agenda. I note for the record that the only persons present now are representatives of staff and the Hearing Examiner. So this is, I'm not gonna go through my normal representations about the hearing process, except to say that I've reviewed that item on today's agenda and I don't have any interest in the property or the proposal to be heard. And I'll be able to fairly and objectively consider that item. And then outside of receiving and reviewing the staff report and the attachments to the staff report for this item, I've not had any communication regarding this variance that's on the agenda. So we'll turn to that item. This is variance 21-146. I'd note for the record that the applicant or applicant's representative is not present. So I'll start out with you, Ms. Strother. Has the applicant been given a notice of the date, place, and manner of the time and manner of the hearing?
Yes, sir.
All right. So I just wanted to make that clear. You can, I've read everything. You can abbreviate the staff report as much as you would like.
Okay, so this is an application for a variance to reduce the required front yard and rear yard setback for construction of a single family residence. The applicant is requesting to vary the front yard setback from 25 to 19 and the rear yard setback from 20 to 10. The subject property is zoned rural residential 20 and it's 0.14 acres, which is approximately 6,000 square feet, which is incredibly small. And once you put the septic and a well on the property, it's extremely burdened. Staff has reviewed the application materials, agency comments for consistency with the applicable codes and regulations, and as condition recommends approval for variance 2021-146.
All right, thank you very much, Ms. Strother. Once again, I note for the record that the applicant is not present, and I also do not see any member of the public that has appeared at the hearing, this Zoom teleconference hearing. So with that, then what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna close the public record portion of the hearing. I will have a written decision made within the next 10 working days. And there being no other items on today's agenda, I will now adjourn this July 21st, 2021 meeting of the Chelan County Hearing Examiner. Thank you all for coming. Have a great day. And we'll see you in a couple weeks.
Okay. Great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.